When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land, until 3 PM. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come down, come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw this in this way, the way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was God's son." It is dark in the middle of the day. It seems that the heavens and the earth are grieving to tell us that something is horribly wrong. And yet, some still seem to mock. Or do they really expect some final miracle to save you? Jesus, I hear you cry out in lament from the Psalms. And no, it is the cry of human pain and desolation. Here, where too often we see you only as God, you reveal your true humanity. Most everyone has forsaken you, and in your pain, the emotion escapes in a cry of abandonment. Yet it is a prayer, a cry from human lips to a God who hears such cries. Finally, it is over. You are dead. What have we done? The earth shakes. The curtain in the temple was torn right down the middle. The Holy of Holies is exposed for all to see. What does it mean? Who are you? Even the Romans now think that you are the Son of God. But you are dead. It's too late. What have I done? Yet you never stopped loving me, even in death. Oh, how I wish I'd shown my love to you more while you were here. You died because of human sin, because of me. Yet we know that sin is never the final word. God can redeem the worst that human beings can do. But this, what can come of this? What can God do with such a final ending? We hope and we wait. O Lord, I cannot comprehend the depth and the breadth of your love. There are not enough words in all languages together to describe what your love means to me. May my love for you and my love for all your children in some way reflect your love. Let this dark day become fertile soil for growth in your love. And for our growth as a community of faith.
Yes.
Yes. May you use this day to teach us how to love you and to love others the way you have loved us. O Lord, we long for newness, for hope, for renewal, for life where there is now death. Out of this darkness, bring us to the light of a new dawn. O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord, hear our prayers. We hope in you and trust in your love, mercy, and grace. Amen.